Taking a look first at your local and regional news for today. The 158th Huron County Fair will be a little different next year. The 2026 fair will be scheduled instead for August the 9th through August the 15th. This change in dates is because the carnival company that the fair board had used for several years was not available for the coming year on the dates that they had originally planned, which left the Huron County Fair Board without any entertainment for the annual event that is normally conducted during the first week in August. Having to change the date means the Huron County Fair will instead be competing with the Sanilac County Fair, which will be running as well from August the 8th through the 15th. Hopes are that the Huron County Fair will be able to return to its normally scheduled time in the year 2027. And another local and regional news. There was some sad news reported to the Elba Township Board of Trustees regarding the Township Fire Department. The Elba Township Fire Department Chief Mike Burke reported that Fire Station 1 had been broken into and that there was almost $40,000 worth of tools that were taken in the break-in. He also noted that the police have a suspect and he has turned in to a claim to the insurance company. He also reported the sad news that Dick Renausch, who is a former assistant fire chief with 27 years in the department, has now entered hospice care. In other township matters, Supervisor Michael Buskey reported that he had a Greenwood Cemetery meeting and said that he learned the cemetery will not be offering green burials and that the township has contributed $10,000 this year to the cemetery. A green burial, also sometimes known as a natural burial, is an environmentally friendly method of disposing of the passed away that avoids chemicals, non-biodegradable materials, and traditional vaults. Instead, in a green burial, the body is placed in the earth in a biodegradable container, such as a simple shroud or a wooden casket, and the body is often laid to rest without any embalming. The goal is to have a low carbon footprint and minimize the impact on the surrounding land and ecosystems. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at your national and international news right after this.
Everyone needs to take care of their mental health, even running back Bijan Robinson.
When I'm on the field and feeling the pressure, I usually just take a deep breath. When I'm just breathing and seeing what's in front of me, everything just slows down. It just makes me feel great before I run the play.
Just like Bijan, we all need a strong mental game on and off the field. Make a game plan for your mental health at loveyourmindplaybook.org.
Love your mind.
Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Foundation, the Arthur M. Blank Family Foundation, and the Ad Council.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Taking a look now at your national and international news. The University of Alabama at Birmingham says a football player stabbed two teammates on Saturday morning, just hours before the game against the University of South Florida. The University of Alabama says both wounded players are in stable condition and the suspect is in custody. The university has not released the names of those involved yet. County jail records show offensive lineman Daniel Mincy was arrested and charged with assault and attempted murder. It was not clear if he had any legal representation yet. Attempts to reach family members for comment were also not successful. University officials would not confirm his involvement. Interim coach Alex Mortison said some players chose to sit out the game, but most played to honor graduating seniors. The Blazers lost the game 48-18. And another national and international news. President Donald Trump has pledged to end temporary legal protections for Somalians in Minnesota, sparking fear in the state's immigrant community. In a Truth Social post, Trump said he would strip Somali residents of their temporary protected status, which protects immigrants from deportation. Experts and state leaders have criticized this move as legally questionable and divisive. Most Somali residents in Minnesota would not be affected, as only 705 nationwide are covered by the program. Advocates warn that the decision could fuel hatred against the community, which has deep roots in the United States. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. And taking a look next at your obituaries, the following area deaths have been reported for today, Sunday, November 23rd of 2025. Arlene E. Barber, age 83 of Bad Axe, passed away on November the 21st of 2025. Funeral services for Arlene E. Barber will be held on Tuesday, November the 25th at 4 p.m. at the Kaufman Funeral Home of Bad Axe. Visitation will be held on Tuesday at the funeral home from 2 p.m. until the time of service at 4 p.m. Memorials may be offered to Thumb Industries, and condolences can be shared with the family online at kaufmanfuneralhome.com. And Emily Christine Booms, age 76, of Harbor Beach, passed away on November the 21st of 2025. Funeral mass for Emily Christine Booms will be Tuesday, November 25th, at the St. Anthony's Catholic Church of the Holy Name of Mary Parish. Visitation for Emily will be at the church on Tuesday, beginning at 10 a.m. until the time of service at 1 p.m. The family will have a private burial service at a later date. Arrangements are being handled by the Ramsey Funeral Home of Harbor Beach. And in honoring Emily's life, she is asked to remind people to live with the same faith and tenderness she carried so naturally, saying, quote, "Allow the light and healing presence of Christ to shine brightly through your lives." For a complete look at your Thumb Area obituaries anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net.